Alleluia, alleluia. Our eyes have seen your salvation, a light to enlighten the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written of the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with her husband for 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favour of God was upon him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
May I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Please sit down. Now today, Luke takes us up to the Temple Mount with Mary and Joseph for the dedication of Jesus in the temple. I would imagine, as Joseph and Mary wound their way through the courts with the crowds, the noise, not one person was aware of the magnitude of the moment as the couple entered the temple. What was going to happen? And they're approached by Simeon. There's a holy man from Jerusalem, and the Holy Spirit had guided him to the temple that day. And he spoke softly and earnestly. Delight mingled with concern with the nature of the prophecy that he had to give. This was a tremendous fulfillment of the promise, the start of a new reign of peace, a glorious end. But the path to glory would be painful. And Mary heard these words and pondered them. But today I want to turn our attention to Anna. She appeared out of the shadows, 84, perhaps not so steady on her feet. Living as a widow without close family could be quite difficult. Moreover, she was from the tribe of Asher, which wasn't held in high esteem. She would be vulnerable, and the temple offered her refuge where she could spend her days in deep devotion, receiving alms, and more than likely hunkering down in the temple with a blanket to cover her old bones. Anna means gift of grace, and how apt this is. Wrapped in solitude each day, she found strength in God's presence, and her spirit did not wither with the years. She was waiting patiently for what God wanted to show her, to say to her. She was good at just being, good at prayer, and strong on patience. And it was no coincidence that Anna was there at prayer when the young family came. She was tuned in the right place at the right time. And when she saw the child Messiah, her heart leapt in praise and delight as she joined the Holy Family. She knew now what all the waiting had been about. His presence was her reward. Here before her was the one in whom the hope of Israel lay. For Simeon and Anna, the time of waiting was over. They could let go of life peacefully, knowing that God was among his people. Anna was 84. I won't call that old age, I'll call it advancing years. Could there ever be a tendency that we, when we come to the advancing years part of our life, may feel that we're over the hill, past it? Not in God's eyes. Anna's faithfulness was richly rewarded. What a witness to what God can do to each one of us. She wasted no time in going out and about, sharing all she'd seen and heard. And I wondered, has there been an elderly Christian in your life to whom you're indebted for their example of faith? I think I could name one or two. Give thanks for them. We British have a reputation for queuing, don't we? But just being still and waiting is a discipline to be worked on. We might think sometimes that time spent just thinking is time lost or frittered away. But nothing that orientates us towards God is ever a waste of time. He knows our very thoughts. And I believe we need not fret about well-worded, rounded prayers. Just be. And I've had a lot of time just being in the past few weeks. Anna reminds us that God is in these slow times of solitude. So many people are waiting today for so many things, waiting for news, for medical results, waiting for opportunity to work or to change jobs, waiting in apprehension, waiting in sorrow, in loneliness, or waiting for companionship. May it be that God will draw close to all these and sustain them with a sense of hope and purpose. But surely we're all waiting for Christ to come again, when we will see him face to face. How? Where? When? We don't know. The Holy Spirit lives in our own personal temple as we daily ask for renewal to break us, melt us, mold us, and fill us, to be ready and receptive like Simeon and Anna when the time of his appearance comes. In the midst of injustice, cruelty, suffering, and malice throughout our world, listen again to the calm assurance of Marie-Louise Hoskins. "And I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, 'Give me a light that I may tread safely, fully into the unknown.' And he replied, 'Go into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God.' I like to think of Anna, seeing Jesus, the Son of God Most High, reaching out her hand, as you do to a little one, and his little fingers wrap round a finger of hers, and Jesus turns his head and their eyes meet. Her hand rests in the tiny hand of God. As we look into the future with our imperfect vision, we can be assured that Jesus will return one day. Till then, what better choice than to put our hand into the hand of God? Amen.